Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing a moonlit jungle amen variation from scratch. In this session, we're building that classic jungle energy, but with a darker, more controlled, moonlit feel. Think rolling drum and bass, shadowy break movement, little ghost notes, a few sharp chops, and just enough tension to make the bass line feel huge when it comes in. This is the kind of drum edit that does real work in a track. It is not just a loop, it is the personality of the drop. If you get this right, your drums will feel alive, your arrangement will move, and your bass will have space to answer the rhythm. That is the whole game in a good DNB edit. Let's keep it beginner-friendly and use only Ableton stock tools. Start by setting up a new project and pushing the tempo into drum and bass territory. A good starting point is 174 BPM. If you want something a little heavier and darker, you can sit around 170 to 172 BPM. Either way, we want that fast, rolling momentum. Create a few tracks so the session stays organized. You want one track for drums or break, one for any drum layers or one shots, one for bass, and one for atmospheres or effects. For this lesson, the main focus is the drum break track. Now drag in a clean amen loop or any break with good transient detail. If you do not have an amen specifically, any solid break will work as long as it has clear kick, snare, and hi-hats. Keep it short if possible, ideally one or two bars. If the loop is not perfectly on the grid, turn warp on and use beats mode to keep the transients punchy. You want the break to stay sharp, not smeared. That snap is important in jungle. Here is the first big move. Right-click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. This is one of the fastest ways to turn a break into something you can perform and rearrange. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped out across pads. Now you can trigger little chunks of the break like individual drum hits. At this stage, do not try to use every slice. That is a common beginner trap. A good amen edit is about choosing the right fragments, not stuffing every gap full of auto. Focus on the useful stuff. Strong kick chunks, main snare hits, a few ghost notes, some hat fragments, and maybe one or two interesting tails or reversed pieces if the break gives you those options. Now let's build the core groove. Open a MIDI clip and sketch in a simple one-bar pattern. The main idea is to keep the classic DNB anchor points while letting the break do the rest of the talking. A good starting logic is this. Put a strong kick on beat 1, a snare hit on beat 2, and another snare or snare variation on beat 4. Between those anchors, add a few ghost notes and tiny break fragments to create motion. In jungle, those little in-between details are what make the groove feel human and urgent. So try this in practice. Place one kick slice on beat 1. Place a snare slice or a strong break snare on beat 2. Add a quiet or ghost note just before or just after that snare, if it helps the groove breathe. Put a hat or small break tail before beat 4, and finish with a snare or snare variation on beat 4. Use velocity to make it breathe. Keep your main hit strong, maybe around 100 to 127. Bring ghost notes down much lower, somewhere around 35 to 80. Hats and small fragments can sit in the middle. That variation in velocity is a huge part of what makes jungle feel alive instead of robotic. Now we move into variation. A great DNB edit usually works by saying one thing in the first bar, then answering it in the second bar. That is the call and response idea. Bar 1 establishes the groove. Bar 2 adds the twist. So in bar 1, keep it clean and readable. Then in bar 2, add one or two small changes. Maybe a snare drag into the main hit. Maybe a quick double kick to push the momentum. Maybe a reverse slice leading into beat 4. Maybe a tiny fill at the end of the bar. Even one small change can make the phrase feel designed instead of looped. A useful beginner rule is simple. Bar 1 establishes, bar 2 answers. That alone will improve your edits fast. Now let's shape the break so it sits in a modern mix, on the break track or the group. Add EQ 8 first. Use it gently. We are not trying to overprocess the loop. Just clean up the parts that fight the mix. If there is too much rumble, you can high pass very lightly around 25 to 35 HE. If the break feels boxy or muddy, try a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 HE. If it gets harsh on top, reduce a little around 6 to 9 KHZ. Make small moves and listen in context. Next, add drum bus. This is great for adding punch, tone, and a little grit. Start with modest drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch fairly low to moderate. Boom should usually stay low unless you specifically want extra low-end thump, from the brake itself. If the brake needs more snap, a little positive transient can help. If the brake still feels too polite, add saturator after EQ or before drum bus. Turn soft clip on and try a few dB of drive. This can bring out that gritty darker jungle edge without destroying the transient shape. The goal is not to crush it. The goal is to make it sound like it has attitude. If the brake is carrying too much of the low-end weight, this is also the moment to clean it up further, so your sub has room later. In DNB, the brake and the bass need to share space intelligently. If they both compete for the same area, the whole drop gets cloudy. Now, if the brake feels too thin, you can layer a tight kick or a snare one shot under it. This is very common in modern drum and bass edits. Use a stock sample in Simpler or Drum Rock and keep the layer subtle. It should reinforce the groove, not replace it. If you layer a kick, use it to add weight under the main kick moments. If you layer a snare, use it for extra crack and presence. Keep the low end of the snare layer cleaned up with EQ so it does not muddy the mix. A kick layer should add punch, not turn into a whole new pattern. Now let's bring the bass into the picture, because the drum edit has to work with the bass, not against it. Even though this lesson is focused on the Amen variation, the drums need to leave space for the sub and any mid-range bass movement. For a simple placeholder, use operator for a sub or wavy-dable for a basic restyle layer. Keep it simple. One sustained note can be enough for now. The important thing is to leave room for the drum accents. If you need to, mute or thin out the bass briefly before a fill. That space makes the drum edit feel bigger. In drum and bass, silence is part of the groove. Now we can add some movement and make the section feel like an actual arrangement rather than a static loop. This is where automation starts doing a lot of the heavy lifting. You can automate a few useful things: a reverb send on a selected snare hit, a little delay on a final fill hit, an auto-filter sweep for intro or transition movement, or a small increase in drum bus drive to push tension before the next phrase. For a moody moonlit vibe, keep the atmosphere subtle. A quiet pad, a vinyl texture, some rain, or a distant ambient layer can work really well if it stays tucked behind the drums. The edit should still be the star. We are just helping the mood land. If you want to make the phrase feel more developed, build it into an 8-bar structure. Bars 1 and 2 can be your main Amen variation. Bars 3 and 4 can get slightly busier with one extra ghost note or fill. Bars 5 and 6 can strip back a little and feel cleaner. Bars 7 and 8 can build tension with a snare roll, a reversed slice, or some filter movement. This kind of phrasing makes a loop feel like it is progressing instead of simply repeating. At this point, do a quick mix check, especially in mono. Drum and bass lives or dies on low-end discipline. Keep your sub mostly centered. Keep the brakes low and controlled. Make sure the kick and sub are not both dominating the same space. Utility is really useful here for checking mono compatibility. A simple way to think about it is this: the sub lives in the middle, the main kick and snare stay focused, and the width goes into hats, textures, and small brake details. If the brake has too much low rumble, cut it. Let the bass breathe. Let's talk about common mistakes, because these are the things that usually trip people up early on. First, do not overchop the brake. If every little beat is chopped into tiny pieces, you can lose the human feel that makes jungle exciting. Keep some anchor hits intact and use chops as accents. Second, do not leave too much low end in the break. A big break and a big sub will fight each other instantly. Clean the break with EQ and protect the sub space. Third, vary your velocities. Flat velocity makes the whole thing sound programmed in a boring way. Ghost notes should be softer. Main hits should be stronger. That contrast matters. Fourth, do not drown the whole thing in reverb. A little reverb on a chosen hit can sound magical. Too much can wash out the groove and kill the drive. Fifth, be careful with stereo widening on low drums. Keep the bottom end centered and let the width live in the top textures. And finally, do not fill every empty space. DNB needs room to hit. A few well-placed ghost notes are usually more effective than constant clutter. Here are a few pro-style ideas you can use to make the edit feel darker and more intentional. Think in contrasts, not constants. A great Amen variation usually works because it alternates between open space and busy detail. If everything is busy all the time, nothing feels exciting. Keep one home version of the loop. Build a simple, reliable main pattern first, then create variations from that. That way you always have a strong bass to return to. Trust the context, not just the solo sound. A tiny chop might feel underwhelming by itself, but once the bass and atmosphere come in, it can be exactly the right size. Use fewer elements than you think. This is a big one for beginners. Often the edit gets better when you remove one or two busy hits and let the groove breathe. Make changes with purpose. Ask yourself if a new hit is adding momentum, surprise, or tension. If not, maybe it is not needed. One of the best beginner to intermediate tricks is to only micro-edit the last quarter of the bar. Instead of rewriting the whole loop, just change the final beat or the last two eighth notes. You could add a doubled snare pickup, drop out a kick on the last beat, or add a quick hat rush into the loop restart. Small change, big impact. You can also alternate between two snare personalities. Use one cleaner snare in bar 1 and a rougher, more chopped snare in bar 2. That contrast makes the phrase feel like it is evolving. It does not need to be dramatic. Even a tiny difference in slice choice or velocity can beat enough. Another nice trick is to add tiny timing offsets to ghost notes or hat fragments. If a chop is nudged a few milliseconds late, it can feel more human. Use this sparingly. It is great for small details, but do not mess up your main kick and snare anchors.